me and the team, but we're obviously just proud to be back here in New York Racing, having Green River Whiskey before I grew up, and obviously one of the original whiskey groups out of Kentucky, even also 1883 Elf. Having them on the crew, and having parents where the roof has come from, so hopefully they're familiar with it. But it's always tough when you come to the Daytona 500, racing against the big dogs with small team, but that's the hat I've worn for many, many a year when I come to Daytona, so it's pretty much the same feeling for me. I mean, the goal was to start the season off, obviously, that always reveals the sponsorship, so trying to get that facilitated. We had some other opportunities that didn't play out, unfortunately, and this came together relatively late. So, that allowed us to just kind of finish putting everything together, getting ready to come in. We have a second group that we've been working on the off-season, so it's growing in a stealth pace, unfortunately, but having good partners, typically increases also when we again probably have a number. I mean, this is a big one, man. This is what you always want to do. And unfortunately for me, the last few years, being within that grasp of making it into the background of the small team. 4 years ago, I got crashed. We were being in contention. Last year, I was within, a half a straight away before Jimmy Johnson got back by me. And it was the same year before that. So it would be great to rip in. Today, I'm sure that's not going to be the case. You look at the field that we have here for this year's Daytona 500, probably the stoutest that we've seen in a very, very long time. So, with the tournament system and the way the open cross have to make it, and having, essentially 9 guys doing it, it's going to be super tough. So it'll be interesting to see how the race plays out tomorrow. And, I think it comes down to whoever makes the least amount of mistakes or no mistakes is going to be the two additional guys that work themselves in. Well, it's going to be super easy for him because he's working regardless of what happens. However NASCAR had the rules set up. I understand the pyro speed on the rule. I also a little bit disagree in the sense of how it's going to happen. I don't know that Keenan's ever been in the cup drawing, swept drawing, to get ripped into the biggest race that we have. Seems a little bit off, but it is what it is. So, we'll pick it up quick. I'm not too worried about that, but these cross trials probably more difficult than some of the other cross he's raced in recent years. The track has gotten rougher. There's a rip or movement in the cross and the track. So, I'm sure, again, he's a veteran, so we're not trying to figure it out. But it's going to be tough. There's a real great race car drivers, world championships, for the guys that have never been in the position of having to race it. And they also have the comfort of no matter what happened. I'm sure for those guys, there's a little bit more pressure, but they're different than I used to. It's been a real time to do both for me, but I took things in both. Obviously, it would be cool to have a win with the two, but to say I've run both of the biggest races, both are really close and so close, and then I care things and those is something, but honestly, the goal this weekend is a little bit more difficult. I have to go out there and take a team and put up a good show. I'm going to have to clear up spots for everything I can get. Obviously, again, as a small team, I'm not going to get the help from other drivers, from other teams. Sometimes from a manufacturing standpoint, we might get a little bit of help from some of the Chevrolet teams. And some of our players are with tools or right now. So, I hope, that the 40 car gets in on speed. I'm sure they part of the whole world just with the practice that they have. But it'll make it easier for me from, being a Chevy team to maybe try some of that. It's a double-edged sword. I understand, again, the way the rule and the intent of it of bringing some of the bigger name drivers and putting them into the biggest race that we have. doing it with, you know, little to no experience is different. You know, and it takes away from the guys who are trying to make it this series. You know, obviously, Mike Wallace has turned down for drivers' win races in NASCAR, and has had a very low and luscious crowd at Drivers' Fair Pro. Wasn't cleared to race in this event, and someone who's never driven the car has left into the Daytona 500. So sometimes it can be a little bit confusing. You know, I don't make up the rules, I just have to live around them. So it is what it is. I think it. I mean, the biggest problem that I really see is, you know, the puck drawing is supposed to be, you know, an equaling factor, and it is to a certain degree. You know, you see the fields are up tighter from front to back from what they used to be. It's easier to correct, but the small things really make the biggest differences, and unfortunately that's where the funding comes into place. You know, we get the rear though for sure, and without them we, you know, definitely wouldn't have the speed that we do. But it comes down to real engineering, a lot of money, and real smart people, and, you know, there's real big teams that struggle last year. I mean, the little legacy, they really didn't have a team or the performance that they wanted, and it essentially looks like they cleaned house for last year this year. You know, will that make a difference? We'll see, but, you know, for New York Racing, having the circuit partnership, you know, being guys who have real experience, obviously, they don't have a real problem, so, you know, we just have to take all the experience we have and go through it to find the speed to build. Be able to go out there competing with the guys who have all those extra resources that we just haven't brought back to you. I just love the sport. I mean, I love driving race cars. I love, you know, for me, it's typically the challenge, like you said, because I don't usually come to a front row of the same pools as everyone else. But it can be more gratifying when you go out there and achieve more than what, you know, the pros capable of. You know, hopefully in this case, this weekend, rookies and things on the 500 against guys that, again, have a lot more resources than us. You know, I got close to this, but the drive from Roy Sass in the Xfinity Series, I'll be in the 29 car for the Xfinity race on Saturday as well. So, you know, that's the good part. And going out there and, you know, again, I still want to run extremely well and be super competitive, and I want to go out there and try to win races. You know, maybe at one point I'll get the break where I can get into the company that has the capability versus getting into a car and trying to get the most out of it. I mean, it definitely is difficult, you know, the progress that begins this road from the get-go, but, you know, once you get out there with the path and the drafting, you know, these cars pull up, they do react a lot easier than the old style Gen 6 cars, the way there was a river that just pulled the bodies and the cars sucked up. So, yeah, I didn't realize that, you know, no matter what, before we leave tonight, that there's going to be two scripts completely taken and out of travel. Those two scripts is purpose slim to none. They're going to go out and have to execute into the fullest manner. That means I have to do a perfect job. Everyone's going to do a perfect job of creating the picture. You know, there's always one third that has to happen, or it can happen in that one third. So, you know, there's the real reference to, you know, is the first one going to be better than the second one? Is it going to change the way the race is playing, the way those guys try out? So, you know, I mean, we're just going to have to wait and see how that stacks up. Because there's going to be draft guys in one and one the other, and, you know, it's going to make it a little bit difficult. I mean, that's the intent. You know, they do have a few of the races already sold. They have some that they're currently working on. You know, again, with the partnership with Chevrolet and a little bit when it comes to Hendrick Motorsports, you know, it gives me real confidence to, you know, try to build with them as they continue to grow as a small team. So we'll check the wait and see, but definitely the plan is to find out for this year. Right now, there's a handful. You know, obviously, we'll probably keep it more to the speedways and the mile and a half. You know, obviously, having two crews makes it a little bit easier to do. You know, I mean, from a scheduling standpoint, trying to run one to two races a month makes the most sense. But unfortunately, some of the races don't race spectacular. We're able to come down to sponsorship, so, you know, the schedule's not complete yet, but that's where they're going for the race.